Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Are you ready for more growth and control over your future? The Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model might be right for you. There are many paths to independence, and Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move with confidence, from defining your vision to successfully transitioning your clients. Schwab helps you build your roadmap to independence. To find your path, start with Schwab Advisor Services at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths. Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench on a Monday as we started up. Dre Green said it. Simply, in order for us to win basketball games, it requires Steph Curry to be great. And he was just that. Curry scored 31. And the Dubs built a huge lead and held on to beat the Rockets 95-85 in game one of their 2-7 series. Curry was 12 of 19 from the field, hitting 5 of 9 three-pointers. He wowed his teammates with a couple of circus shots. Everybody was going crazy. Jimmy Butler, lymphoma, added 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 steals in his playoff debut for the Warriors. After he joined him in a trade from Miami back in February, Kerr said, "Curry just made some amazing plays and obviously carried us offensively along with Jimmy." The 7-seeded Dubs led by 23 in the third quarter, but Houston cut it to 9 entering the fourth. A basket by Amen Thompson with about 5.5 minutes left got the Rockets within 4. Curry hit his 5th three of the night a few seconds later to make it 82-75. The Rockets cut it to 4 again with about 2.5 minutes left on a 3 by Van Vliet. This time Moody hit a 3 to start a 7-0 run that made it 91-80. And then the fans headed for the exits. Game 2 of the best of 7 is Wednesday night in Houston. The Warriors got the win despite Houston having a 22-6 advantage on the board. On the offensive glass, it was the 100th career playoff coaching victory for Steve Kerr, who moved into a tie with Larry Bound for 6th most playoff wins. Kerr said, "I'm lucky to coach the guys that I do. Players win games. It's our job to help them along a little bit here and there." The Rockets, who got back to the playoffs for the first time since 2020, got 26 from Şengün in his first career postseason game, but Van Vliet and Green struggled. They went 7 of 34, and Van Vliet was 2 of 13 from 3 on a night when Houston made just 6 of 29 threes and was 11 for 20 on free throws. They were atrocious. They deserved to lose. Meanwhile, in Oak City, the Thunder beat the Grizzlies 131-80 in game one of their Western Conference playoff series, the 5th biggest margin of victory in NBA postseason history. The 51-point blowout was 7 points shy of the record and was the largest game one win in playoff history. Aaron Wiggins had 21, Jalen Williams had 20, Abe Lincoln, Holmgren had 19 and 10, the double-double. Shai Gilgeous, who was the scoring champ with nearly 33 a game, scored just 15 in this one. The Thunder still shot 50.5% from the floor. Shai Gilgeous said, "We played to our identity, nothing more, nothing less than that. We were who we were all year, and it's going to be the key to our success, just staying true to who we are. I mean, they were unbelievable. There have been two 58-point playoff margins in NBA history. Denver beating New Orleans 121-63 in 09. The Lakers beating the St. Louis Hawks 133-75 in 1956. The Lakers beat Golden State by 56, 126-70 in 1973. And the Bulls beat the Bucks by 54, 120-66 in 2015. Ja had 17 for Memphis. He was 6 of 17. Jaren Jackson, who averaged 22 in the regular season, scored 4 points on 2 of 13 shooting. The Grizzlies shot 34.4% overall, and they got whacked. Game 2 is Tuesday, and that's all you need to know, that the Thunder put a beat down on the Grizzlies. And at the Boston Garden, Derek White scored 30. Tatum had 17, finished the game after a scary late fall. He got up and finished, and the Celtics beat the Magic 103-86 in game one of their first-round playoff series in Beantown. Peyton Pritchard added 19 off the bench for Boston, which hosts game two on Wednesday night. Jaylen Brown played 31 minutes and had 16 points on 6 of 14 shooting after missing the final three games of the regular season due to a knee problem. White said, "We got many different ways we can win, a lot of different things we can throw at teams." Boston was up 89-73 with 8.5 minutes to go. Tatum went up for a dunk. It was hit hard by Caldwell Pope as he tried to block it. Tatum landed awkwardly on his right side. He stayed down before eventually getting up, clenching his right hand. Caldwell Pope's foul was upgraded to a flagrant. Paolo Banchero led the Magic with 36 and 11. Franz Wagner added 23 for Orlando, which has not made it out of the first round of the playoffs since 09-10. Orlando led by a point at halftime, limiting Boston on threes. They were 7 of 15 from beyond the arc in the opening 24 minutes and 16 of 37 for the game. But the Magic turned the ball over 6 times in the third. They were outscored 30-18 as the Celtics took a 78-65 lead into the fourth. That went up to 19 in the final period for the game. Orlando finished with 15 turnovers, which led to 24 Boston points. And what about in Cleveland? Well, the Spider made sure to put to rest any doubts whether his left ankle was okay. He scored 30 and tied a playoff career high with 4 steals, and the Cavs beat the Heat by 21 on Sunday night in game one of their Eastern Conference first round series. Kenny Atkinson said he can get in the lane and finish, and he's a great shooter, such a complete player. Whether we ask him to do this or that, he'll do it. He never shies away when we ask him to do the dirty work. It's the 7th straight series where Mitchell has scored at least 30 in game one, tying Michael Jordan, who has 2 streaks of 7 games. Mitchell said, "Just setting the tone. I have to be aggressive and see how the defense reacts to me." How about Ty Jerome? He had 16 of his 28 in the fourth quarter for the top-seeded Cavs. They'll host game 2 Wednesday night. Darius Garland added 27. Garland and Jerome each had 5 threes, and the Cavs were 18 of 43 from downtown. Bam had 24. Hero Sandwich had 21 for the Heat. They're the first 10 seed to advance to the playoffs out of the play-in tournament. It's the most that the Cavs have scored in a playoff game since they had 128 in game 4 of the 2018 Eastern Conference Semis against Toronto. Wednesday night, they'll play game 2, same spot in the land at the Rocket. So here's tonight's games. There's only 2 of them, but they're good. 7:30 on TNT, it's the Pistons and Knicks at the Garden. The Knicks won game 1 with a 21-0 run in the fourth quarter to finish off Detroit and cover. They're laying 6.5 tonight at the World's Most Famous. 10 o'clock, the nightcap on TNT. Clippers and Nuggets at the Ball Arena in Denver. Game 1 went to overtime, and the Nuggets won by 2. The Clippers covered the 2.5. The Clippers are favored in game 2, laying 1.5. So let's talk about the Stanley Cup on Saturday. The Jets took game 1 from the Blues 5-3. It was tied at 3s late with 1.5 minutes left. They got a Connor goal, then an empty netter. They win it 5-3 over St. Louis. Avs beat the Stars 5-1 in Dallas in game 1 and basically beat their ass. On Easter Sunday, Canes all over the Devils 4-1. Stankoven had 2 goals for the Canes. Leafs 6-2 all over the Senators in another bad game. Marner had a breakaway goal and 2 assists. Tavares a goal and an assist. And the late night game, Vegas 4-2 over the Wild in San Antonio. Back at a beautiful day downhill, Las Vegas, baby. Hurdle with a goal and an assist. Howden with two goals for the Knights. They lead that series 1-0. Leafs up 1-0. Canes up 1-0. And then we got more Stanley Cup tonight. The Canadiens and Caps, game one of their series, 7 o'clock on ESPN at the Capital One Arena in D.C. Washington's minus -190, 7:30 on the deuce. Blues and Jets, Ferrella Peg, game two. Jets minus -190, 9:30 on ESPN. Avs and Stars again in Dallas. Colorado's minus -145. And then 10 o'clock on the deuce, game one. In the West, Oilers and Kings of the Krypton, Lipstick City. The Kings are minus -125. So four great games tonight in the Stanley Cup should be awesome. And now let's talk about baseball. All right, the White Sox beat the Red Sox at Fenway 8-4 on Easter Sunday. How about this? The Reds 24-2 over the Orioles at Camden. My God, they haven't scored that many since 1999 in a game. In 10 innings, the Guardians beat the Pirates 5-4 to sweep that series. Class A got the win. Marlins 7-5 over the Phillies in 10 innings at the bank. Braves 6-2 over the Twins in Hot Town. Holmes over Jack Ryan there. Mariners beat the Blue Jays 8-3 in Toronto behind Luis Castillo. Royals in 10, winners 4-3 over the Tigers at Comerica. The Yankees took 3-4 from the Rays over the weekend at Steinbrenner. Freed the winner. He's 4-0 with a 1.42 ERA. In his five starts, they've won all five games. He had a no-hitter going in the eighth until the scorer, the official scorer, three innings after an error, changed it to a hit and screwed over Freed. Also in that game, the umpires were atrocious. A home run by Judge down the left field line, inside the foul pole by 30 feet into the trees. They called it a foul ball. Then they reviewed it, and everyone in the world saw that it was a fair ball, and they still called it foul. And then Boone came out and got tossed for it because the next pitch was a called strike three to Judge. The whole thing was bullshit, but the Yankees won the game anyway, 4-0. The Mets took four from the Cardinals at Citi Field, 7-4 on Sunday. The Brewers pounded the A's 14-1. A great series at Wrigley all weekend. The Diamondbacks took the last game in 11, 3-2. Dodgers 1-0 over the Rangers in Texas. Nationals and Rockies played two. Nats won 3-2 in the first game. In the second game, the Rockies won 3-1. The Angels won the rubber game and the series against the Giants in Anaheim with a 5-4 win on Sunday. Saturday, Trout hit two home runs. The Padres beat the Astros at Minute Maid 3-2. San Diego's now 16-6 overall. Now let's take a look at today, Monday. There's actually day ball going on with the early Patriots Day start in Boston between the White Sox and Red Sox. I think that's what it is. Anyway, it's on MLB Network. Boston's minus -3 Bills. Canon cameras against Bueller. 6-10 under the lights. Yankees and Guardians in Cleveland at Progressive. Schmidt against Williams there. 6:40 Reds and Marlins down in Miami. Lodolo against Meyer. Oscar Meyer. 6:40 Padres and Tigers at Comerica. Vasquez against Montero. 7:10 at Citi Field. It's the Phillies and Mets hooking up. Aaron Nola against McGillicuddy, your boy McGill. 7:15 Cards and Braves at Truist in Atlanta. Fetty Cheese against Schwellenbach. 8:10 Jays and Astros at Minute Maid. Gosman against Brown. I think they call it Dakin Park now in Houston, which is just a horrible name. 9:45 on MLB Network, Brewers and Giants at Oracle in the city. Priester against Robbie Ray there. That's all the baseball for a Monday. There is Premier League action today at 3 East on USA. It's Tottenham hosting Nottingham Forest. That's everything you need to know. Obviously, everybody's talking about the Pope passing away overnight on Easter night. Pope Francis gone at 88. There'll be a new Pope at the Vatican. It's always cool when the smoke comes out of the chimney and they announce that they're going to name the new Pope, right? Anyway, so rest in peace to Pope Francis, who passes away on the holiest of days for Christians and Catholics, over a billion Catholics worldwide. I'm live today, Pharrell, coast to coast, 3 to 6 East on SportsGrid TV, the SportsGrid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're on X, streaming at SportsGrid-Live. We're also on all new smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search SportsGrid on your TV. You'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. On radio, we're on SiriusXM channel 159 and Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. Everybody's making money off of it. Our picks are so kick-ass, it's not even funny. Watch Mix Profit Plays to get the picks every day, Monday through Friday. And now we have Max Profit Plays on top of Elite Plays and Profit Plays. Get the app. You won't be disappointed. And by the way, we just dropped 6 new episodes of Jim Florentine's comedy specials. They're kick-ass. You're going to love the Pharrell and the Profit app. Sign up today. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellandTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Shagadoo.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.